You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, brought to you by themortgagewarrior.com. Use home equity to reduce stress today. Call Steve at themortgagewarrior.com. It could save you thousands.
It's time for Toronto's Top Line.
And the little bird flew down to the ground.
Quiet, quiet, quiet.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
I got to get into a man move that I heard about today that I don't know, even for us, if it's acceptable.
All right, take me through it. Let's hear it.
I went for breakfast, and my man, I'm not even going to say his name because I don't want this out there. The guy that, you know, is behind the bar that serves breakfast, he's like, man, I'm tired today. This is like 11 o'clock. And I go, yeah. He goes, yeah, I even told my kid, no school for you today. You can sleep in. So I didn't have to take my kid to school.
Wow.
Isn't that a little much?
Single parent?
No. Happily married, nice family. He said, no school for you because I don't want to get up and take you.
I think that's a little bit over the top, but I appreciate it as a former kid that hated going to school. Wouldn't that be the greatest dad move ever?
I would spike my dad's drink every night.
Every night. You need another hangover because I get a big test tomorrow.
It was aggressive, but I don't know if I respected it or thought he was nuts.
I think I respect it as long as it's only like a one-off, you know?
Yeah.
If you're doing it every 2.5 weeks, at some point the authorities are going to check in, I would think. And, hey, sir, what's going on here? Your kid isn't at school and there was absolutely no reason for it. Like, would you have to lie? Would you have to call the school? Give them a heads up.
I don't think you'd have to lie. I think you could flat out say, I didn't want to go, so he stayed home too.
Well, I had my kid at home again today. Another illness. Yep. Fever, cough. Every week and a half, something else is popping up. That whole routine, the daycare, the immune system. And I'm happy that, you know, she's getting it out of the way, but it's difficult, man. It's
when
tough.
I used to take the kids to that stuff, if I saw one kid with snot running down, you know what snot bubble face they get?
But, dude, that's every day forever. Like, forever. You go into any daycare anywhere on the planet, every kid has a runny nose.
Well, I would want to kick the dad right in the pills for bringing the kid to daycare.
But what are you going to do, man?
I don't know.
You need daycare.
How do you think everybody gets sick? Because dumb parents bring their sick kids.
Well, and that's why my wife and I, we've been sick a lot. Like, over the past 3 or 4 months, the two of us have been really sick.
You're not alone, buddy.
Everyone's getting sick, right?
Like, I've basically been sick since Christmas.
I've had that feeling. For about 2 or 3 months, it feels like every week and a half I'm off. Like, I'll start feeling okay for a few days, and then something else pops up, and I just don't feel right. And I think the daycare likely factors in. I think you work in close proximity with a bunch of people around here. The weather is going up and down, right? Like, the weather's throwing everyone out of whack. It's supposed to be 14 degrees tomorrow afternoon. That's not right. I'll take it, but that's not right.
I love it. I love global warming.
When it benefits us, you can take it. The thing is, though, you know it's going to go the opposite way. In about 2.5 weeks, it'll be minus 15. Windshield.
Would you be freaked out if Canada ever became like Florida, where it was just hot all year round? Or would you dig it? Because I would dig it.
On a personal level, I would dig it, but you'd have to understand that's not a good thing. Right? Like, I got enough time for humanity and the earth and future generations. I don't want that to happen. I'm fine with different seasons. I like that it kind of changes up every once in a while for us. Right? Do you not agree? Like, you wouldn't be snowboarding if you lived in Florida. Wouldn't be able to hit Blue Mountain. Blue Mountain would just be a hill, be a golf course. Right?
I got no problem with it.
See, I'm okay with, give me 3 or 4 months of winter as long as you're giving me 7 or 8 months of summer. What I find is global warming, what's happened in Toronto is, we don't have much of a fall anymore. We don't have much of a spring. It just shoots from minus weather up to like 20 plus.
Yeah, you're golfing.
Yeah, exactly. You're freezing to golfing within 48 hours. So, anyway, we'll leave that to the environmentalists and the scientists. They can figure that kind of stuff out. Tommy tweeting and saying his wife pulls that man move on Fridays at least once a month. His wife wakes up and says, I'm not getting up, I'm not getting the kids ready, and I'm not bringing them to school. So everyone is sleeping in today.
But hang on a sec. That guy texted in and says his wife does this?
That's right. Tommy. Outing his wife for the man move.
What does he say, once a month?
Once a month. So at least one Friday a month, his kids
Well, that means him and the wife go out and get gooned on Thursday nights.
I would think so.
They're karaoke-ing.
Yep. That's the way it works, man. We got a poll question today that has a lot of people talking.
Because let's hear it.
It's a big game in Toronto tonight, right? You've got Line A in town. I don't think it'll be the same buzz as that Tuesday night back in October or early November when Edmonton played here. And McDavid made his debut in Toronto. That felt like a game you had to see. You had to be in attendance for it. I made my way down to the ACC right after the game. I had to be in the building. My kid wasn't sick. I'd be going down there tonight. I was dying to go to this game tonight, but I don't really have that ability.
Home.
Yeah, but she hasn't been feeling well. It's a whole thing, man. It's a whole thing. It's
dude,
not in the cards.
Dude,
I'm not going
dude.
To the game tonight. I want to be going, but I can't. But there is a lot of buzz with Line A in town. Line A versus Matthews has been a conversation for a long, long time. And everyone's doing the Calder conversation. Everyone's doing the Calder poll question online. We're taking it down a bit of a different road.
Why aren't I consulted before these polls? Like, I thought we were kind of a team, a creative team.
Okay, well, listen to it and tell me if you like it or if you don't like it. And give me an answer on it. All right?
You know I'm going to be honest.
At Overdrive 1050, asking Maple Leaf fans.
The one yesterday sucked.
If you could add one of these rookies to the Maple Leaf lineup, which one would you take? Patrick Laine, Zach Werenski, or Matt Murray? If you could just pluck one of them.
Patrick Laine. That's a dumb question. Who the hell? Let me guess. It's 100% Pat.
No, 58% Zach Werenski. Which is exactly what I figured it would be.
No.
Because Leaf fans are looking at it saying, we need a defenseman. This team, they've got the studs up front. This team needs a number one defenseman. And Zach Werenski is trending towards being a stud on the back end. I'm not surprised that he's getting 58%. Matt Murray's getting 10%. Line's getting 32%.
You give me Line, and then you can talk about trading whoever the hell you want up front. I don't care. Except for Marner.
Or Matthews. Well, you can't say anyone except Marner and not include Matthews.
I'm shocked that it's 58%.
58%. I'm not surprised by that at all.
You're talking about this guy. This guy could be the greatest scorer in the game in the next 10 years.
Well, do you want to know who I would take?
No. Are you going to say Matt Murray?
Patrick Laine. Because of the three, he's the only guy who I think is guaranteed to be a superstar. I think he's a superstar right now.
Is Matt Murray zero?
Matt Murray's 10%. Matt Murray is a very good... If he turns out to be a top five or seven goalie for the next 10 years, that might be the pick.
Doesn't it irritate you, those teams, that just stuff falls in their lap? Like
Matt Murray comes out of
nowhere.
They go
from Lemieux to Yager to Crosby to Malkin. Matt Murray just pops out of... I don't know where the hell he came from.
Right.
Fleury, you're...
See you later. Jordan Staal will trade you.
Nah. Brandon Sutter will trade you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Carl Hagelin, thanks for coming out. Come on in. Like it just...
Bonino, come be a stud.
Yeah, it's wild how those top teams, they find a way.
Lazy Phil, come on down. Be awesome, Phil.
Win a cup.
Yep.
Be right in the running for a Conn Smythe. But that's your poll question today, courtesy of...
I'll give it a
Overdrive
retweet.
1050. Throw a retweet out there. I'm not surprised Werenski is running away with this, but I'm with you. I would take Line A because...
Don't forget that poll is sponsored by Colt Hockey.
All right, let me read that for you. Brought to you by Colt Hockey. Reinvent your game with the stick that'll last three times longer than your regular composite. Colt Hockey, designed by hockey players for hockey players. Visit ColtHockey.com. So we'll keep updating that throughout the day. We'll see what Ray has to say about it. Bobby Mack will be in studio. Craig is going to join us here at 5 p.m. because Jonas Siegel basically screwed us today. Jonas was supposed to be in.
The hell with that. I was almost going to say something else about that guy.
Pulled the shoe.
The hell with him. Yep. He's either late, he doesn't show up. What is he doing?
I don't know.
Trivia with Mark Masters and James Myrtle?
Something popped up for Jonas, and I guess he
Revenge
just couldn't make
nerds.
It up. Couldn't find a way to make it up here. So Jonas is out, and Craig will join us in studio starting in the 5 p.m. hour.
The hell with Jonas, man. We're getting another person.
Well, I like Jonas. I mean, Jonas is fun. He gets in here. He's provocative. He pokes your buttons all the time.
We'll get another guy.
Well, we're lucky Craig is willing to come back. He had plans. I guess he broke plans. And he said he tried to be here for 4, but he can get here for 5 o'clock. So we'll get Craig in here. We'll see what he has to say about the poll question. And the game tonight's on TSN 4. It's going to be a fun game. It's a big game. Right? Because remember the last time these two teams played, the Leafs had a 4-0 lead going into the third period, and they lost in overtime.
Some guy across the street before I came in, he said, "Don't you get sick about talking about this matchup, Laine versus Matthews?" I'm like, no.
I'm not sick of it.
How do you get sick of it? These are two of the best players in their rookie year already in the game.
And one of them plays for Toronto.
No kidding.
We've been talking about other teams' rivalries for a decade now.
Yeah.
Sid versus
Kopitar Ovi. Versus Toews.
Exactly. Hey, can Getzlaf get past the Sedins tonight? Like, we've been talking about other rivalries forever, and finally there is one featuring a Toronto player, a very prominent Toronto player, and people are growing tired of it 58 games into it? Come on. I mean, that's the beauty of this, is that I don't think this will get tired, Matthews versus Laine or Matthews versus McDavid, because they only play each other twice a year. It might be a little bit different if it's within the division. Ovechkin versus Sidney Crosby, it became a bit stale. It got a bit old. They went different ways. Sid had the injury problems. Ovi had a couple of years where he dipped. Sid has had all this success at the international level. He's won multiple cups. Ovi's had problems getting through even the second round. So I understand that maybe 10, 12 years down the road, if these guys played each other 5 or 6 times a year, it might get a little bit stale. It's nowhere close to that.
I don't know.
It's nowhere close to that.
You think Sid and Ovi are stale?
It's not for me.
No.
If that's a
Wednesday night rivalry night game,
I'm watching every single time. Dude, I've been crusading against that stupidity for years, but I have heard it from people.
Oh, people are always like, aren't they too old to be that Sid versus Ovi? No.
No, they're not.
It's still awesome. They're still awesome teams, and they're the main reasons that those teams are awesome and have been for 10 years.
That's right. Like, this doesn't happen in any other league. Did anyone grow tired of Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady? 10 years in, people say, nah, don't give me that game on Sunday night.
That was usually a Monday night or two.
It was
awesome,
always
awesome
a games. Primetime game that you had to see, because it was a rivalry that featured two prominent players that sold tickets, that created buzz. It's exactly what you want. Over the weekend, LeBron was asked about his perceived rivalry with Steph Curry. And he shot it down. He said, there is no rivalry. I guarantee you the NBA and their marketing department want to put a muzzle on that kind of a comment. They don't want to hear a superstar say, we don't have a rivalry here. They want rivalries. You want your best players to crave the idea of beating the other best players.
That's just a stupid comment, though, because it's not even true. Like, I don't even understand what he's talking about. I think he's talking selfishly, like, that guy's not a rival to me.
I got that impression. Like, don't give me this Steph Curry's in my league right now. Yeah, he's won 2 MVPs, but I'm LeBron. I'm older than him. I'm more accomplished than him. I got more rings than him, more MVPs than him. Almost like, how dare you compare the two? But it is a rivalry. When you meet in the NBA Finals 2 years in a row, and you each win one, and everyone on the earth is anticipating a third edition of that in about 2.5 months, that's a rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to see, right? And that's what I'd love to see today. I know it's not the hockey way of doing things. And Matthews shot down the idea of a rivalry today. Patrick Laine said something along the lines of, last time I checked, I'm not playing Austin Matthews. I'm playing the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. I'd love to just see one of these kids, though, come out and say, yeah, I can't wait to play him. I hope to win tonight. I want to put up more points. I want to walk away with 2 points in the bank as a team. I think I'm a better player. Because Laine did that leading up to the draft.
Now he's Mr. Cool Guy. Now he says things like this.
I think we're playing against Toronto. I don't know. I'm not sure. But, I don't care. I think the media is just trying to do it. Make bigger deal out of that. And yeah, we're focused on playing against the Maple Leafs, and yeah, that's our job.
Okay, cool, guys. So you go from Mr. Charismatic at the draft. Take me, I'm the best player. I don't know. He went pretty hockey code there pretty quick, didn't he?
I think that's exactly what's happened. And I'm fearful that that will continue to happen. Like, that's that kind of personality is built into Matthews, built in McDavid. They're just not bigger-than-life guys. I think Laine has it in him to be a really fun, cocky Brett Hull type. Like, I'm the man. I'm going to score a lot of goals.
And you got nothing to say about it.
What the hell are you going to do about it? I hope that doesn't get knocked out of him. Like, I know you have to ease into the league. There's a code. You would know this. When you're 18 years old, you can't pretend like you run the place or you're the man. Yeah, sure, but you knew you didn't. Laine actually does run the show. Like, he is the face of the Winnipeg Jets, and he will be, presumably, for the next 10 or 15 years.
I didn't run the show, but I tried to squeeze every little thing out of it and get away with it until somebody told me no. I'd sit in the back of the bus. Nobody cared. Just got away with it.
Okay, but who was the veteran leader on your team? Was Ron Francis there at that point? No, he was in Pittsburgh.
No, he was there.
Was he there?
Yeah, in Carolina.
Okay, but your rookie year.
That's how the game's changed so much. When I broke in as a 19-year-old, I think I was the youngest guy on my team for 4 or 5 years. Because there was no young guys.
That's pretty wild, huh?
Yeah. I was the youngest guy in the team for, I think, 4 or 5 years straight.
Well, that'll be interesting to track in Toronto. Like, how much younger can they get? Whoever they draft this year isn't walking into the lineup.
I would be trading draft picks left, right, and center for players. You look at the Minnesota Wild, where they're at right now. Like, look at the different resources they've used to become a great team. It's not just drafting, although it is the most important element. You got to use free agency. You got to trade.
Yeah, I'd be very careful. I would be very careful because that next wave, you look at Chicago, if you hope to get to their level, you got to keep drafting right.
Yeah, you're right.
You have to. You can't revert to draft schmaft. That's never going to work for you. Like, if you believe the core is here, Matthews, Marner, Nylander, Kadri up front, Riley, Zaitsev, Anderson, and there's obviously wiggle room there. There are other pieces that can be added and will likely be added over time. But if for the most part, those guys you feel comfortable are going to be here for the next 4 or 5 years at least.
I've said it before, Brian. You can't draft and develop every single position on your team.
Of course not. But at some point, JVR is going to go. Bozak is going to go. Komarov is going to go. Polak, Hunwick, they're going to go. Like, there's a lot of guys. Curtis McElhinney, right? Like, you got to draft you got to get a backup goalie at some point that comes up as a kid that can turn over Freddie Anderson in 5 years, right? Like, there's a lot of things that have to be done here. You can't expect to draft everyone.
No, you can't have it when the Fergler was here, when the cupboards were empty.
You always need to be able to turn it over. And look at what happened this year. The kids can play. The kids can play. Like, next year, if you feel like Travis Dermott is better than Matt Hunwick, or at least on par, thanks for coming out, Matt. Appreciate it, man. I'll take the kid. Because he can do exactly what you're doing at a cheaper rate, and the experience will be there.
Mm-hmm.
If this year has taught us anything, it's that you can put faith in a bunch of kids coming in at the same time. Now, it's not going to happen like it did this year. This was almost unprecedented. 7 or 8 rookies joining the team, and we're talking high-caliber rookies. You're not getting Matthews, Marner, Nylander coming in again. Zaitsev, you're not plucking off a tree again. But next year, maybe Kapanen can play. So do you need Komarov at that point?
Do you need Kapanen at this point?
Well, and that's, I'm sure,
another
what the debate
will be. Another right-handed slickster out there?
I'm just using him as an example, but I think you got to make a decision probably between now and the beginning of next year. Can you find a spot for him? Or
does anybody else want him? I mean, last time I checked, you can only have a certain amount of right-handed skilled shooting forwards.
Yep.
You need some different elements.
Absolutely. And Marner's locked in, Nylander's locked in, and they deserve to be. Big news in L.A. today. Magic Johnson taking over as the president of basketball operations for the L.A. Lakers.
Doesn't he own the Dodgers?
He's a minority owner. He's only got a small chunk, but he is involved in the ownership. Like, he's kind of the face of the team. That's my understanding, but he only owns like 2 or 3% of the team. But that's what my concern is here. If I was a Lakers fan, he's got a lot on the go. By all accounts, he's invested in a lot of different things all over LA. How committed is he going to be to the Lakers? Is he going to pull a Phil Jackson and take the money and take the title, but not fully commit to it? Because that is what's needed. The Lakers are a train wreck. I mean, they're a disaster. They're nowhere close to the glory years.
Like, is he really committed? Who was the previous president, or West?
Well, it was Mitch Kupchak. Yeah,
before
West
that.
Was years ago. But West did
Jerry
a great
West?
Job. Jerry West.
But they said Jerry West. There's a clip of one of the guys down in the States talking about it. Jerry West would go to high schools to check out guys. He would go to small college. Is Magic Johnson really going to do that?
That's what the debate is right now. Yeah. Because,
like, I know Brendan Shanahan's a president of the Leafs. You'll see him at a Marlies game. You'll see him at junior rinks.
He doesn't have other business endeavors. Shanahan's not invested.
Well, I'm sure he's got a financial profile, but he's
but
not,
you know,
running
what I mean.
Burger joints around North America.
That's what I'm saying. He's not part owner of the Blue Jays.
No.
He's not. This is his role, building up the Maple Leafs on and off the ice. And when you look at these former great athletes that have taken over jobs like this, there's only one that has reached that ultimate success, and that's John Elway. When Elway took over from the Broncos, he's the greatest Bronco of all time. He took over the whole operation, and they went to 2 Super Bowls, and they won one. That's as good as it gets. And last year he said, I'm not paying Brock Osweiler. I don't care if I don't really have a quarterback to back him up, but I'm not paying that guy. He's a stiff. Goes to Houston.
He's a stiff.
He's a stiff. I have a lot of faith in Elway. A lot of faith in Elway, and anyone in Denver should. Steve Yzerman, even though he didn't play for Tampa, he's a legend of the game that took over that operation. This year, notwithstanding, he's done a very good job.
He's very well respected.
Very well respected.
Guys at those contracts he got them at.
And I would put Shanahan in that group right now. It's still early, but this guy's done a really good job here, turning things over, bringing in kids, building up the past. You know, a lot of different things Shanahan's done. I've got a lot of time for. But then there's been some disasters. Phil Jackson, right
disaster.
Now, a disaster. Joe Sakic, a disaster in Colorado. Legend. That team is one of the worst teams of the past 20 years.
Yeah.
And he's into,
and
like, his fourth
year. They
thought
they were turning the corner. They were adding guys like Beauchemin, Aginla, mm-hmm. to take them over to the next step.
A disaster.
And junk.
And I don't,
it's actually, he's lucky. I don't know how he hasn't been fired.
If his name is Joe Smith,
he's fired.
He's gone. First of all, he's not getting that job, clearly. But hypothetically speaking, he's gone, because this is not
any other name than Joe Sakic. He's fired.
This is not his first year on the job. This is like going into his fourth season, I believe. Like, these are his pieces. This is his team. And I would throw Trevor Linden in there too. I don't think he's done the greatest job in Vancouver.
Does anybody know what the Canucks are? No, but the last 3 years we haven't known what the hell they are.
So you got a bunch of former legends. One of them has really paid off in Elway. A couple of them have done very good jobs and continue to do good jobs, but a few of them have been downright disasters, and none of them were really qualified. Yzerman worked with Detroit a little bit.
Brian, I think when you're a former player, you're never qualified, like, whatsoever. I don't care how smart you are. How the hell do you know how transactions happen, how contracts work, how trades work? Like, you're going into it, you don't know anything.
Well, Magic was speaking to the media today. He said he's learning the new CBA, and he will continue to learn the new CBA. This is the guy running your basketball operations 2 days before the trade deadline.
First of all, who the hell would admit that?
But it's almost like a Vladdy. It was like what we talked about yesterday. Like, why would you go on the record saying, yeah, I'm clueless? Like,
I'm
I don't know.
Learning the CBA? You've got to give the impression that you know that CBA inside and out better than any other executive in the league.
Right. You're totally qualified. You've been working at this for a while.
And I'm going to start fleecing GM, so get ready. Instead, you say, I'm learning the CBA.
That's his way of saying, I have no idea what I'm doing
right
now.
That's an asinine statement.
It is. And everyone loves Magic. It's a PR move in L.A. He's as big of a celebrity as it gets with the Lakers. And, again, they're a disappointing team. They're kind of like the Knicks of the West Coast, but without the public dysfunction. It sounds like there's been some dysfunction behind the scenes, but it's not as public as what's been going on with the Knicks for a while. But they're a heritage team that has become a bit of a joke. But Magic Johnson, I think you're putting a lot of faith in a guy where you want to believe he can figure it out and
well,
move his team in the right
Shanahan
direction.
And go get the best of the best.
He's got to bring people in. He's got to, I mean, they're a young team. They're going to have another high pick. They've got some cap space in the next couple of years. There's a chance for them to turn the corner, but you're putting a lot of faith in a guy that really doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, before we go to break, as you know, we got a big marathon coming up.
Mm-hmm. A myth began to grow about my speed.
I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you. You bum!
I need a miracle.
Run, Forrest, run!
Get set.
From couching to 10K.
You got an update for me? Or
I did CrossFit today, and I substituted the rowing machine for outdoor running.
Not bad.
So, I'll tell you what, though. It was a grind.
I still haven't really fully committed yet. I got a sick kid at home. That's kind of throwing my routine out of whack.
We do have an option, though, that I'm going to present to you.
All right.
Instead of the Mother's Day 10K, I think there's another one a week before, so we don't have to do it on Mother's Day. Because you know how Mother's Day is, right? It's busy. You got to
right.
see your mom.
Yeah.
So if we do the one the week before, we can have beers after.
I could get into that. Okay, let's do that.
So we'll switch it up to the other one?
Where is the other one?
Same type of deal.
Okay. I didn't know that. Yeah, I'd rather do that for sure, because then afterwards, have yourself a bit of an afternoon, lunch, couple pints.
We don't have to worry about visiting moms.
Right, and we would be deserving of all that if we actually get through 10K. Because people in my life are starting to troll me. My dad sent me a text.
Now let's stop fooling. There's a good chance we're going to be walking a large portion of it, right?
Well, he sent me a text yesterday saying he and my mom went for a walk 10.2 kilometers. And he survived. He said he's all good. So, like, the people in my life are trolling me now, saying we're going out there and doing this. But if my dad can walk 10.2, I can at least walk at 10.2, right? Oh, I'd rather run some of it.
We'll start off running, and then when we but the thing is, I couldn't even run a mile today.
I couldn't run a mile. Dude, I ran in because of the rain from the parking lot, and I thought I was going to hyperventilate. Like, I am not in shape, and I'm getting chirped here, too, because of my immune system, because we've been so sick. I guess the greatest workout fiend in the world is texting in saying, Hayes, if you worked out daily, got yourself in great shape, your immune system would build up, and you would never get sick.
Why
I'm 67 and I train pro fighters and I never get sick because I'm in elite shape. All right. Good
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, you're also a hero and we don't like people like you. Blocked. Yeah.
Keep the text to yourself.
Yeah, Rod Brindamore.
Grit Grinder later in the hour. Ray's coming up. Craig will be in studio. Arash Marchese from ESPN LA. He'll join us just after 6 p.m. Get an update on what's going on with Magic Johnson and him taking over the Lakers. Does he really believe he's going to be fully committed? Can he turn that ship around? We'll get to Arash just after 6 p.m. and Bobby Mack in studio at 6:20. We'll keep teeing up the Leafs-Jets game tonight. Continue to update the poll question as well, brought to you by Colt Hockey. This is Overdrive, TSN 1050, and on the TSN Go app. Shout out to Hal Johnson and Joanne McLeod. Body break tweeting in.
Can I read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
At Hayes TSN, keep fit and slow down on the have fun part. You're a machine, Hal, and I've loved you for a long time, brother. This guy has been a legend for a long, long time.
He's a good man.
He does those little things. What do they do? They go out and they're throwing the baseball around. They're legends.
Well, they're in great shape. I mean, they don't hide it either. I'll give them credit for that. They will get right in your face and say, you need to smarten up.
So, Hal, thanks for the note. P.S., mind your own business.
I was going to say,
you're not exactly chiseled anymore, Hal.
My life slogan is probably the complete opposite. Have fun, speed up, remain a slob. It's just backwards.
Yeah.
That's essentially my life slogan. But if we're going to do this 10K, it's got to start at some point. And I should bring this up, too, because someone was tweeting in earlier. Rob, curious, how's the lasagna coming along? I happened to pick up the ingredients earlier today.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm getting the lasagna.
The lasagna's happening on Thursday. It's Mullen's birthday today. I should have thought of that. Maybe I could have made it today, kind of a double shot. But I'm going to make it tomorrow or prep it tomorrow, bake it Thursday, bring it in, 315 feed bag. Noodles will be back. Should be a good time.
Love it.
You ready for that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Grit Grinder later in the hour. Ray and Craig just after 5 p.m. We'll get back to Overdrive in 2 minutes. Body break. So people around the world were talking about this backup goalkeeper that plays for Sutton over in England. Guy by the name of Wayne Shaw.
What was he doing? Like eating burritos on the sidelines? Or what was his act?
Well, he was eating a meat pie. Like meat and potatoes. It's such a British. Like that is the most British dish ever.
You don't like a good shepherd's pie?
I can't stand shepherd's pie.
No.
I've never been into it.
You've got to respect a chef's pie.
No, I can't do it, man.
He's such an idiot here.
I'm not, Phil. I've told you this before, man. I've got a weird thing. I don't like food all mashed together. And
you don't need to necessarily mash it.
Yeah, you do. That's exactly what a shepherd's pie is.
No, you can bite it delicately and keep it somewhat together.
Well, you got the crust on top, but inside you got peas.
There's no
crust
on top. It's mashed potato on top.
Okay, what am I thinking of then?
I don't know. Something crappy.
Anyway, well, this guy was eating a meat pie, and his name is Wayne Shaw, and it was a great story yesterday because Sutton is a team that no one really cares about, but they were playing a big match against Arsenal, and it was on BBC One in the UK, which is like the biggest channel. And this guy's 46 years old. He's the backup keeper. He also works as like a part of the coaching staff and the maintenance team. And he went in there, and he's like 325 pounds, and he was a bit of a disaster in net. But during halftime, he went out and got this meat pie, and he starts eating the pie on the sideline. And everyone all over the world is tweeting about it, talking about it, because it's kind of a weird story. Most people during half drinking Gatorade, waters, maybe smelling salt. This guy is strapping on a feed bag on national TV. Well, it took a turn for the worse earlier today because it turns out there was a gambling site that was offering 8-1 odds on if the camera would catch him eating on the sideline. And it turns out he was aware of those odds. So people are thinking there was something nefarious going on here.
So he had some buddies lay some money down.
Exactly. And they're investigating right now. So the FA over there and the gambling committee or whatever, they're looking into it even deeper to find out.
Yeah, because who the hell just goes and gets a meat pie?
Well, exactly. But I guess the gambling site is also being investigated because who puts an odd on an athlete eating during the game?
Yeah, it's never been done before.
So some people are thinking there was a weird thing going on there, too. Like, was the site somehow working out a way to either make money or create publicity and get the buzz for their site by doing this? Because I've never heard of that before. Who puts money on someone eating during a game? I don't even know why you would have that up unless you felt like something was going on here. So he actually had to resign from the gig today. So we went from this great, cool story, old guy, bigger than life, 325 pounds, gets in there on national TV against Arsenal, to the next day being dragged out of the stadium
police.
Because he may have had some nefarious things going on here. Good word.
Nefarious.
Very good word.
Love it.
But this is, again, so British on so many different levels. A meat pie, soccer match, gambling. Because they gamble on everything over there. Everything.
You would love it over there, wouldn't you?
I would love it. You can gamble in the stadium. You can be sitting there. There are books in every stadium. Like Gate 5 at the ACC, there'd just be a gambling book.
Like a slip you fill out and just...
Yeah, you walk in. It's like a pro line ticket. You walk up there, you say, all right, I'm taking the Leafs tonight, -210. I'm going to take Matthews is going to score the first goal at 7-1 odds, and I'm going to place odds on what the total will be after the first period. Just live betting the whole game. Everyone's treated like an adult. You're allowed to do it. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't, don't. But that's why they take this so seriously, because if this guy is finding a way to create like insider trading or whatever, or the equivalent in the gambling world, they're going to come down hard on the guy. I bet you the teammates were in on it. I bet you everyone made a fortune off this, and the whole team's just going to have to fold. Because I think the manager came out today and said, if we find out any of the other players knew about it, they're gone too. Everyone's gone.
When I hear stories like that, if any teammate of mine came up to me and said, hey, tonight, like, during the TV timeout, you got to eat a piece of pizza. Like, I would just say, wrong. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't think it would
happen.
Like,
you have all these meetings with player safety and just about bad people, and if a guy comes and approaches you about who's healthy, like, do you really need to be told? Or are you that stupid you don't understand that that's, like, you're not supposed to do that? Like, I love that, these meetings that all the NHL teams I was on. It's like, okay, somebody comes up to you guys and asks who's healthy and you've never seen well, thanks, Tips. Like, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Are you that dumb?
Well, you guys also make so much money that I don't think you would risk your career to try to make an extra $5,000. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I think in a lot of ways North American sports is gambling proof from a player's standpoint. Like, who's going to gamble on their own games and put $20 million guaranteed at risk to make $10,000?
What about the ref in the NBA? I'm sure he was probably making a pretty good living.
He was.
And he decided to put it all on the line.
He was. He wasn't making millions. You know, what would a ref make in the NBA? $100,000?
$300,000? I don't know.
Which, I mean, that's a good life.
Damn straight.
But you could add to a life like that. But if you're a guy in the NBA like Kevin Durant making $30 million, you're not going to throw up a brick with a minute left to make an extra $10,000, right? Like, usually these stories, what you hear is in the soccer world, it's guys like this, the backup keeper on a donkey team in a donkey league that's not making a lot of money. You know, the guys in South America who are making peanuts for the most part, they're sitting there saying, okay, I can make a lot of money here. But Ronaldo's not going to do this.
No.
Why would he do that?
Well, there's a lot of guys that have done it that we'll never know about that got away with it.
Well, that's true, too.
Whether it's point shaving or...
You think it's ever happened in the NHL?
I definitely do. I don't know how, or...
Don't you think the goalie could factor in the most?
Yeah, like a backup goalie on his last leg.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go ahead and have a garbage night tonight. A, nobody cares. B, you're expected to almost. And C, I'm going to make a pretty penny off this. And so can you.
Backup goalie, knows he's not playing much longer. End of the season, one of the worst teams in the league. No playoff implications.
McElhaney. Let's approach him.
You could shake something out. I mean, you could, and no one would know.
No kidding. You know when he's going to play. He plays all the seconds of back-to-back games.
Make sure you give up 5 tonight.
Just the one where it's a real strong opponent on the back-to-back, just don't put your equipment on. Get rinsed.
No one would even pay attention.
No.
If you lost 5-0, you were going to lose 5-0 anyway.
Yeah.
Like, that's my understanding is in the soccer world, that's where you make the money is the goalies, because not many goals get scored, right?
Maybe. That little weasel, Enroth.
You want to launch an investigation here? That's a serious accusation. I don't think it's happening now in the NHL, but I could see back in the day.
Enroth got approached and said, if you stink the joint out for 2 months with the Leafs,
we'll hook you up.
We'll hook you up.
Livy tweeting and saying, a meat pie is pastry with meat and other fillings. Shepherd's pie is potato top, mutton, veggie underneath. Cottage pie is the same but with beef. Sounds way too confusing.
Dude, a shepherd's pie, you can't go wrong. When's your birthday? We'll do a shep's pie.
No, I don't like shepherd's pie, man. I'm telling you.
You don't understand what it is.
I know exactly what it is.
It's mashed potatoes on top.
I'm thinking of chicken pot pie. That's what I'm thinking
of. That sucks.
Yeah, I'm not a shepherd pie guy. I'm telling you, though. Anyway. All right, Craig will join us in studio for the final 2 hours. Ray's coming up. He's calling the game tonight. Jets Maple Leafs on TSN4. We'll hit the Grit Grinder next.
And now it's time for the 40-30 low center of gravity grit player of the game.
I'm a professional grinder.
We do have a little grit and grind when we reach in our pants and pull it out.
I got a two-pack. Hal Johnston from Body Break
mm-hmm.
for caring about you and your health.
He's a good man, Hal.
And that beefy goaltender, the cheating,
Wayne
gambling
Shaw.
Goaltender, Wayne Shaw.
I can't believe that story took that kind of a turn. Grit grinder, 46 years old, 325 pounds, gets in there on national TV playing against Arsenal, one of the great teams.
Gets out a meat pie.
Pulls out a meat pie, and people are like, look at this guy.
There's obviously...
You don't pull out a meat pie unless you know that there's money on the line. And now he's kind of a D-bag. I bet you people are turning on him big time.
Yes, they should.
Roger Federer, who signed a contract earlier today, I believe it was, if not last night, that ensures he will continue to play at least through the year 2019. This guy just won a Grand Slam. I think he's 35 years old, 36 years old, but he's going to keep playing, man. And I say, why not? He just won a Grand Slam. Why would you hang it up? He's going to play for at least another 3 years. And he might be the GOAT. He might be the greatest all time. And we're seeing that out of Brady. We're seeing it out of Roger Federer. We'll see what other players step up and continue to. David Ortiz a year ago at 40.
Some guys get a sniff of staying at home all day. Nope.
No, thank you. See you later.
Thank you.
Craig Button will join us in studio for the final 2 hours. Ray's coming up. He's got the game tonight on TSN 4. Leafs Jets will tee it up with him, and much more still to come. This is Overdrive, TSN 1050.